Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Blazers fall last night, 112-115, and if you've heard updates all day today, they've kind of told you the story of the game. Blazers go on a big run late in the fourth quarter to tie the ball game up, and then kind of, in my opinion, a little out of nowhere, Desmond Bane hits a shot, Magic win 115-112.
Well, it was definitely out of nowhere. The Magic, at that point in time, were 7 of 29 from 3.
Just playing dog-ass basketball.
Desmond Bane was 0 of 5 from 3.
Dude, what is wrong with him? I mean, you've said this. We've talked about it. It's fit. It's all that stuff. But, bro, you gave up 5 first-round draft picks for this guy?
Four,
it is. That's 4 too many from what I've seen. Small sample size.
So, what's really interesting here is what the Blazers have in two straight games is their inability to turn the team over. In the opponent. They only forced, 13? Yeah, 13 turnovers last night and 5 steals. The Blazers, prior in their first 8 games, 20 turnovers forced every night and over 10 steals. They had 5 steals last night and only 13 turnovers. The Magic played their game. They slowed it down. I need to double check it, but I believe this is the first time this season the Blazers did not cross 100 possessions. This is the team that plays at the second fastest pace in the NBA.
Right.
So you're limiting their possessions. They shot better from 13 of 36 from 3, 36%, which is fine. It's fine. It's not great, but it's fine. They missed some free throws, 19 of 26. They missed 7 free throws, some clutch free throws that were missed by both Paolo Banchero and Shaedon Sharpe that made the final 35 seconds of that game completely bonkers. But the thing that, bit them, it kind of opened the door, obviously, was the missed free throws, and then Paolo Banchero getting that and one. It was a great little play design.
Yeah.
But before that, Tumani Kamara and Tiago Splitter cooked in the ATO, the after timeout on the sideline out of bounds play where Tumani Kamara turned into Nick Batum for a second.
Yeah.
Threw an inch perfect pass to Jeremy Grant for an and one on the lob. It was just like, oh my God, out of nowhere.
Yeah, and we talk about this almost every single time we get into the Blazers. You know, it sometimes offensively takes the entire, all 6 of them, I'm going to call them all 6, the starters and Jeremy Grant, to at least 5 of 6 of those to be on. Jrue Holiday had a rough game last night. He had a rough fourth quarter, I thought. It's just sometimes he's not supposed to be the offensive guy that we're relying on, but I think we're how do I want to describe this? I feel like we've been gifted some nice Jrue Holiday moments so far that maybe we kind of, maybe as a casual fan, we're kind of like expecting him to bail us out every night.
Well, again, it's kind of funny. Coming into the night, I think Jrue was averaging 17-6-4.
Which I love. I'm great with
that. You get that from your starting
line.
Point guard. That's good.
A true
baby.
Point guard. Not a James Harden, Steph Curry point guard.
No,
but like a true distributor of the ball point guard.
But not only that, so the rough night from Jrue Holiday is 13-7-7. On 6 of 14 shooting.
I know I love the 7-7, but I think it's the 6 of 14 shooting, the 1 of 4 from downtown, that I think just has some people kind of just, nobody's mad at Jrue Holiday. Nobody says
Oh, no, people are mad at Jrue Holiday right now because of that turnover at the end.
Oh, I'm not mad at him. That's basketball. Things happen.
Yeah, no. And again,
that's a 2-time NBA champ who might be walking into the Hall of Fame. Yeah. I don't know. I'm not mad at him.
No.
As happens. Like, yes. I said, sometimes a kid makes a shot. Desmond Bane, for my money, not my cup of tea. He made a shot.
I mean, it was an incredible shot. I mean, running away to the corner, Tom Haberstroh had on the broadcast last night. It's the longest by distance game-winning shot in Magic history.
Oh, wow.
27 feet. And it was a
That's not even that far.
It is and it isn't. But also,
I live in Damian Lillard land.
Yes. It was just 38 feet.
38 feet.
38 or 39. Tumani Kamara was blanketing him. Blanketing him. It was unbelievable defense. And Bane just ripped it. Absolutely ripped that shot. And now the Blazers have lost two in a row. Dun, 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 dun. They're 5-5. But yet, they have of their 10 games, nine of them, they have had a chance in the final 5 minutes to win the game. And they've come out on top in five of them. That's where they are. It's like they're losing in the margins.
I found this stat. The Portland Trailblazers have played the most regular season games decided by a margin of 3 points or less in NBA history.
Through the first 10. Yeah. Yeah, they're in every single game.
They are. And we talk about what is being said in every locker room post playing the Blazers. Boy, that sucked.
Mm-hmm.
Hated doing that.
And there is an adage in the NBA. You have to learn how to win.
Mm-hmm. You do.
And so far, they're about 500 in those.
And I mean, 500, I'm happy with 500 right now.
If you're getting games, this is how you get to be a team at 500 or better. You play 500 basketball in clutch moments.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reality. Great teams play above 500, but good teams play about 500 in those. We talk about this in the NFL in one score games. The Commanders last year, they had all the luck going their way. The Detroit Lions didn't have that luck 2 years ago, and they had it this past year. And we see that over and over and over. We talked about this yesterday with the Seahawks. You know, who have they played and who have they beaten? How many of these one score games and all these kind of things? There's fans across every sport. The one thing that they don't want to do is admit luck.
Really?
If you look at it, like we talk about Cooper Flagg, it's luck that the Mavs got him. It's luck.
Or is it?
Wemby going to the Spurs. It's luck.
I know. I don't actually believe it's rigged. And you can go down to, like, I'll take my fandom here for a second. In 2016, Rajai Davis hits a home run in the ninth inning off Aroldis Chapman to tie the game and send it into extra innings in game 7 of the World Series. If that wall is 2 centimeters taller, he doesn't hit it. It's luck.
It's luck.
It's luck.
And it's just,
sometimes it's luck.
It just is what it is. And so.
And look, everybody in the NBA can shoot a basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Even the worst shooter in basketball, which apparently is Shaedon Sharpe, according to a lot of people, that even he can make a shot. So a Desmond Bane can throw it from 27 deep and it go in. There's a little bit of luck involved.
Yeah, there is.
Now, the Steph Currys and the Damian Lillards
they
of the world.
They can increase their luck.
Yes, they can increase their luck based on their skill. But there is still, look, the shot over Paul George, there's a little bit of luck involved in that.
Look, Anthony Black takes off a tenth of a second later. That's a goaltend.
Yep.
That goaltending call that got reversed, it was, ended up being the right call. In live action, it looked like it was at its apex or coming down. You slow it down, you're like, no, it wasn't a goaltend. But if he takes off a split second later, it's a goaltend.
Yeah.
That's luck.
Well,
that's luck.
Blazers should have a get-right game here tomorrow as they will continue their road trip into New Orleans to take on the Pelicans.
Real quick, though, you mentioned Shaedon. We should mention Shaedon. Shaedon had a very good game last night.
Yep.
He was decisive. He was direct. He was aggressive. He didn't settle for shots. He got to the rim. He got to the free throw line. Did he miss some free throws? Yes,
sure.
It happens. But I liked what I saw from Shaedon last night.
I did too. And sometimes that's the remedy for your slumps is to keep shooting the ball. Don't keep shooting the ball like Cade Cunningham, but shoot the ball to get out of a slump.
46 shots to get 45 points, baby.
I'm going
to
take a pass on that. I'm going to take a real, real, real hard pass on that.
Two guys doing one job. We got to do something about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.